From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. is pushing Pakistan to deal with militant groups in its border region near Afghanistan. Recently, the Pakistani army launched major offensive against the Taliban and other groups. NPR's Jackie Northam is reporting from Pakistan, as she found there have been some gains in the fight against militants, but the costs have been high.
The Pentagon says the militants take advantage of the lawless nature of the border region to launch attacks on U.S. and NATO soldiers in Afghanistan. In the past, efforts by Pakistan's military to rout Taliban fighters from the area have been at best half-hearted. Now that's changed. 3 months ago, the Pakistani military began a ferocious assault in the Bajour region, which is considered a key transit route for militants moving into Afghanistan. Hassan Askari Rizvi, a political analyst, says the operation has had an impact.
This has pushed the militant element. They have been killed. And for the first time, they have realized that Pakistan military and the paramilitary forces can cause damage to them. In the past, that wasn't the case.
Pakistan's army has made gains in the Bajour region. They've had help from the U.S. military directly across the border in Afghanistan. It's providing intelligence and reconnaissance for the Bajour offensive. Rami Mullah Yousafzai, a security analyst in the frontier city of Peshawar, says the Pakistani army was forced to escalate its operations in Bajour.
Because, the supply lines for the troops in Bajour were cut off. All the border posts in Bajour on the border with Afghanistan were taken over, were captured by Taliban.
Yousafzai says the Pakistani army followed the principle of counterinsurgency, isolate the militants from the rest of the population. But in the case of Bajour, the army literally pushed out the general public and then began to pulverize the Bajour area with aerial assaults from gunships and fighter jets.
That's true, because whole villages have been flattened, which I think is a wrong policy. You don't have to destroy the whole village because everybody has been displaced. And I see some bitterness among these people.
More than 300,000 people have been displaced by the fighting, moving to the major towns and cities, more often than not setting up in refugee camps. Yousafzai says there is concern the Taliban will start recruiting at the overcrowded camps. Miriam Bibi is the head of Quando Corps, a large non-governmental aid and development organization. She says the camps are overwhelmed. There's not enough food or water or blankets, and winter is setting in.
The problem is so huge that, I sometimes lose heart, not to even to visit, because when you visit, then people, you raise the expectation of people.
Bibi says some people have tried to return home, but came back to the camps because of the fighting in Bajour.
I saw three or four families who went back, and then they came again, because they were again, military operation and Talibanization.
Bibi says the problem is the government hasn't made any plans, has no long-term strategy for rebuilding the Bajour region once the fighting is over. A fact not lost on the people whose homes have been destroyed, their lives disrupted, in the fight to clear the area of the Taliban. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.